Yo, it's Valentine, and you're rolling with the GCC. Word up, fool. Listening to, I sure hope so, Gaijin Culture Cast with your good old Valentine, the not so trusty radio host. What you had there was a tune, a jam per se, by the name of Magic Star by Deerhoof. Hoof. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I have a friend who was criticizing me for the way that I say hoof. They're like, it's not hoof, it's hoof. I'm like, I don't care. But again, that's beside the point. So anyways, I'm not gonna go blabber on about how I'm sorry that I didn't do, you know, more updated podcasts, because I say that every time, and it doesn't matter how genuine it is. I mean, I doubt you care anymore. I'm just lazy, and that's the bottom line. But you know what? My episodes keep on getting better and better, or at least I would like to think so. So I'm gonna keep on working harder every time, because every time I feel worse about not giving you any new podcasts. Especially since I've noticed a lot of people, I've been accumulating a lot of listeners. Like, a lot of people have been adding themselves to the fan listing, and every time I look at it, I'm like, why? I don't know if I would listen to myself if I had the choice. I don't know. Right now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hand you over to some more music. After that, I'm gonna talk a little bit, and you know how I roll. I'm gonna leave you with some, well, I'm not leaving you, I'm just handing over to you some Namie Amuro, a song by the title of Come. Not like the dirty kind, you perverts. Jesus Christ, get your minds out of the gutter. it's a good one though, so yeah, give it a listen. Here you go. All right, so you got Come by Namie Amuro. God damn it, I can't say that with a straight face. I'm a terrible person. But anyways, yeah. So since I have obviously been gone for an even longer time than I think I usually leave with you with, I can't really tell if you want me to speak or if you want me to play music, because a lot of people say you should shut up and play more music. I like the music you play. And a lot of people say, hey, I think you're really funny. I like to listen to you talk. So, I don't know. I'm going to try to give you a nice balance of that. But either way, I think as of right now, I feel the need to explain to you just the way things have been going for me. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to have a segment right now. I'm going to call it Valentine's Diary. Touching, yes? No? Maybe? Maybe it's not such a great idea. Either way, things have been chaotic, and if you ever want to talk to me, then hey, go at it. You can go to my site, thepodomatic.com, guidedandculturecast.podomatic.com, and hit me up with some mail or something like that, and, you know, if you ever want to see, you know, what's up, or, you know, want to make any suggestions of any sort, then you're more than welcome to go for it. So, actually, I think I'm going to play another Deerhoof song. I seem to be liking them a lot, because I actually saw them live in concert over here not that long ago, and it was a lot of fun. If you ever get the chance to see Deerhoof live, because they're actually an American band with a Japanese singer, then you should go see them, because they're really fun, and the singer is adorable beyond words. So this time, I'm going to hand over to you a song called Panda Panda Panda, a personal favorite. Yeah, and that'll be followed by a Polysix song called Baby Bias. Yes, Polysix, quite fantastic. And more of me talking after the break. Good times. Have fun!
Panda, 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 panda
Deerhoof with Panda Panda Panda, and then Poly6 with Baby Biased. Poly6, I like them a lot. I have recently gotten into them very much, and it pissed me off greatly when they came down here for South by Southwest, and I missed them, but hey, that's my luck. As for now, you know what I think it is? I think it's time for... Oh, crap, I forgot what it's called. Oh, my culture news, stuff like that. Yep. I need a theme song for the intro for my culture news because I don't really have one, so I'll just, you know, be like, do, 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 do. You know, like, you know, like how, like, news stations have, like, that little intro thing? Yeah, never mind. Either way, today's culture news is in concerns of androids. Yes, we all know about the stereotypical Japanese fascination with androids and robots and things like that. Well, you know what? It seems that it may not just be something that we, you know, joke about and, like, that they have a lot of anime crap about, because I was looking online for actually some, like, Sanrio Hello Kitty crap, and I found a link to this one website, and I'm going to have to look that up again once I gain internet access because I don't have it right now. This one website to where you can order your own personal android. I'm dead serious, but it's only if you live in Japan, I'm assuming. And basically, you know how, like, they have those like, you know, mechanical, like, you know, things in museums and whatnot, models of dinosaurs and stuff like that that look like real dinosaurs or real whatever it's supposed to look like? Well, basically what they did was, using all of their technology and all of their, you know, artistic capabilities and whatnot, they invented an android that I had no idea was an android, and I didn't even believe that it was really an android until I saw a video of it, and I realized, like, how there are some little things that aren't quite right. But they have this android of this woman, and she looks like a real person. Like, you could not tell. If she was just standing there, you would think it is a real person. And you could just order one of these and have her be a spokesman. It's like a Persicom for your business. She just comes, and she can be an ambassador or whatever, and you can program her to say whatever you want her to say or do what you want her to do. And they come in different outfits and things like that. And it's the craziest thing in the entire world. I mean, it's worse than those toilets on your ass. It's crazy. It's blasphemy. That's what I say. But at the same time, it's kind of really cool, and I kind of want one. That's beside the point. Another thing that I've noticed, and it's not necessarily culture news, I mean, it kind of is, but one thing that I've noticed between America and Japan is, for the longest time, people seem to think that Japan copies a lot of stuff from America. Like, you know, they listen to our music and they watch our TV, and, you know, they tend to, you know, supposedly be really into Western culture, because that's what they've been doing over time, is kind of westernizing. But what I've noticed is that fashion in America is greatly dependent on Japan. Like, the things that they do years ago, we're doing now, you know? Like, you know how you have all those little scene kids running around with all their cute little things and their crazy hair and all that shit? Japan was doing that years ago. So I've come to this conclusion, and actually my friend's friend has come to this conclusion as well, that if I keep up with Japanese fashion, I will constantly be ahead of everyone. No, I mean, like, seriously, if you look at how, like, the trendy kids are dressing these days, like, seriously, Japan, like, way back when, we're way behind the times, and Japan's, like, up there, so I think it's time that we've given them a little more credit. Not to mention, one thing that's bothering me is that ever since America, it's all the stupid scene kids' fault. When these scene kids came around, they started popularizing, like, Pokemon and shit like that, and all of a sudden it's cool to be a nerd. Oh, no, you know, see, all the nerds, the real ones, we don't get any credit. And it's so frustrating. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just retarded. I don't know. But personally, I think that it should not be, you know, cool to be a ridiculous fan of Final Fantasy VII. No, it's not supposed to be cool. It's supposed to be cool to the people who are with it, but it's not supposed to be a general thing. It should not be cool to be a video game nerd, as I was actually, you know, in support of that in the beginning, but it's just, it totally ruins any uniqueness that one had originally had, and it's quite frustrating. But really, it's only when I realize it, which isn't all that common, but yeah, you know, whatever. Anyway, I think I'm going to be done with that specific rant, and I'm going to hand over to you some Sheena Ringo, because I really like Sheena Ringo. I don't know if I ever really got on you guys on how much I love her, but I love her. If I had the chance, I would, like, tackle her and have hot, wild sex with her, only not really, because that would be kind of frightening, and then her security would probably kill me. Anyway, she's really, really cool. You should go on YouTube or something and check out her videos, because she has some badass videos, no joke. So I'm going to play for you Shinaringo. As for the song I'm going to choose, I'm going to play Remote Control, because that's a really, really cool song, because I said so. And yep. So Shinaringo, Remote Control, have at it. Control, awesome song, awesome artist. And I haven't done any reviews, I just noticed, through this whole episode, and so I think I'm going to head on to do those reviews right now. You know, speaking of, you know, Shinaringo and how much I'm madly in love with her, I'm going to tell you about something else that I'm madly in love with. I don't know if I've ever told you about my passionate obsession with Zelda. Like, you have no idea. Oh my god, like, I, like, really? Seriously, one day I am going to get a Triforce tattooed on my lower back, because I love Zelda that much that I'm gonna have it pierced into my skin. Yes, Zelda, fantastic. My heart belongs to it. And if you own a Wii, then you have played Zelda. It's just how it goes. If you don't own a Wii, then you should, because Wiis make my world go Wii! Wait, that wasn't supposed to be a pun, by the way. That just kind of happened. Alright, Zelda, Twilight Princess. If you do not have a Wii for whatever obscure reason, then maybe you have a GameCube. If you have a GameCube, you can also play this game, which most people say, oh, I can't play the new Zelda, I don't have a Wii. You don't need a Wii. You know, if you have a GameCube. If you don't have either, then you're shit out of luck. But yeah, Zelda, Twilight Princess for the Wii. Fantastic. The graphics are just gorgeous. And The characters are fantastic. The character design is just as great as it's always been, but the further graphics capabilities have allowed them to make, you know, more elaborate characters, and just everything looks so great. The storyline is not at all disappointing. I was kind of worried when they made Majora's Mask that the storylines were kind of slipping. Mind you, I liked Majora's Mask, but it didn't really live up to the legacy of Ocarina of Time. This, however, does live up to the legacy of Ocarina of Time. It's kind of like a sequel because it does follow up on a lot of the things from the old one, and even some of the bosses are the same. And it does follow up on the same storyline and whatnot, but yeah, instead you're somebody who is, you know, generations and generations later who has inherited the destiny of Link. Although, it's funny, I don't think of him as Link because you know how you can name your own character? Well, I named Link Bob. Because I thought that the name changed once he realized that he was really a Link, but it doesn't. So the whole time it was a legendary hero Bob, and that made me happy. But anyway, definitely get it. Really just badass game. Oh my god. Like, I don't know if you have my DeviantArt. It's Kanayuki. I will write that in the show notes. And you should check out my DeviantArt, actually. I'm going to be updating some Zelda fan art. And yeah, like for instance, I drew something that's actually a bit of a spoiler, but I'm gonna put that up as soon as I actually get that done. And I'm also working on a group shot of these three girls from there. But yes, Zelda Twilight Princess, fantastic game. I love it. Oh my god, one of my new definitely favorite games, just because I love Zelda and this is a really good one. Do I even need to give it a rating of 1 out of 10? Because, I mean, maybe it's partially because I'm biased, but I'm definitely gonna give it, like, a freaking 10. Dude, I'm serious. Just, it's pure love in a concentrated bottle. That's, oh my god, I did a really obscure hand gesture just now, but anyway. There you have it. Zelda for the Wii. I think right now, to avoid monotony, I'm going to play for you a song, which I'm surprised I haven't played for you yet, because I really, really like it. It's called Dark Wave Surfer by Oral Vampire. I don't know, a lot of people have already heard it, but that's okay, because I really, really like this song, and I'm going to play it for you right now. Here you go.
Cause I do hear that.
Vampire with Dark Wave Surfer. I muchly like that song. So, I was going to do an anime review of Paranoia Agent, but I'm feeling really lazy, and I guess I owe it to you guys to have a review. So next episode, I'll have two reviews. Not only will I have Paranoia Agent, but I will also have Air Gear, a lesser-known anime. Because most of you guys know about Paranoia Agent, not a lot of people know about Air Gear. So, yep. Prepare for both of those, because you'll get them whether you like it or not. Actually, no, not necessarily whether you like them or not, because you can kind of fast forward. Yeah, lucky you. So, that further concludes Gaijin CultureCast Episode 6. You're welcome to give me any suggestions on the podcast site. Do not expect me to play songs that you suggest out of nowhere automatically, because I might not have them. But if you send them to me somehow, then I will gladly take them, and it'd be great, good times, and I'll play all that good stuff that you give me. So this is Valentine on the GCC, and I'm signing out. Peace out, fool. Oh, wait. I was supposed to say Jana, huh? Jana!